in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, Paul writes, "For you are God's field, God's building." The church as a building is a common metaphor in the New Testament. And yet, we so often get the metaphor wrong, actually literalizing the metaphor, thinking that the building itself is the church, associating church with brick and mortar. So for instance, outside on our marquee, it might say Garrett Memorial Baptist Church. A more accurate sign should read, "The place where Garrett Memorial Baptist Church meets." I think this is one of the reasons we find commitment and devotion to the church so lacking in our day. It's because we think church is a place you go to instead of a people you belong to, and that it is in the process of being built. So which question do you ask of others, and that gets asked of you most often? Where do you go to church, or which church do you belong to? The difference may sound subtle, but the meanings are drastically different. Have you ever heard someone say, "When I go to church, I go to such and such church"? You see, there's a difference. Church is a place to go when it fits into the schedule, instead of a people to whom you belong to all the time and that you are being built up together. This is a crucial shift that must take place within us, within our thinking. Why is it important, you ask? Because of what Paul writes in verse 9. In verse 9, Paul, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, writes, "You are God's building." The owner of the church, the designer of the body of believers, is God Himself. So once Paul writes that you are God's building, Paul's not referring to a piece of real estate boundary in Corinth. He is referring to a people who have been redeemed by the blood of Christ in Corinth, whom God is continually building up. Today, when you pray, please pray for Michael and Ruth Poirier, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Hindi-Nepal Life Word broadcast that's heard in Nepal.